You're listening to an encore presentation of the Superhuman Radio Show.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today we're going to be talking about how to stop the aging process dead in its tracks. There's some new research that may have identified the reason that we age and give us an insight into some mechanisms that could possibly stop the aging process dead in its tracks. This is a groundbreaking show today. This is one that you don't want to ignore. Regardless of how old you are now, it will help you as you age. But before we get started with the interview, I just wanted to go over a couple things. First of all, I wanted to let you know that we are still holding the drawing for $1,000 worth of protein powder. This is a year's supply of protein powder from American Whey. That's AmericanWHEY.com. If you go to the Superhuman Radio website, superhumanradio.com, on the homepage, you can enter to win a 10-pound tub of American Whey protein powder shipped to your door every month for 12 months. This is over $1,000 value. I've gotten an email from somebody the other day saying that they don't use that much protein powder. I'm sure that American Whey will let you stagger it. If you don't want to take a 10-pound tub every month for 12 months, you could probably take a 10-pound tub every other month for 24 months. It just sounded better as a promotion. But either way, don't miss your opportunity to get this fantastic whey protein powder. Go to superhumanradio.com and enter to win 12 months worth of protein powder, or 24 months depending on your consumption level. I also want to remind everybody that you can always go to superhumanradio.com to listen to past shows. If you miss a show, you can go there and listen to superhumanradio.com. Just click the archive link and you'll be able to listen to the past week's shows there. We are producing one show a day now. Monday through Friday, we're producing 1 half-hour show, Superhuman Radio show, a day. So we've got a lot of good content coming in. If you have any suggestions for a show, please contact me at 206-222-2218. That is the Superhuman Radio hotline. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back from paying a couple bills, we'll get started with this groundbreaking interview. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow. Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. My guest today is Dr. Ana Maria Cuervo, and she is with the Albert Einstein School of Medicine in the Bronx. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cuervo.
Thank you. Good morning, Carl.
Yes. I'm very excited to have you on the show today because I believe that your recent study may unlock the true functions of the aging process and give us insight into what needs to be done in order to stop the aging process. The recent study was the restoration of chaperone-mediated autophagy. Did I pronounce that properly?
I normally pronounce it autophagy, but okay. With this accent.
Okay, autography. In aging liver, improved cellular maintenance and hepatic function. Now, just for the listeners, first of all, explain the design of the study and what you were seeking to learn.
Yeah, our main interest at this point was trained to understand if the garbage that accumulate inside all the cells of the organism with age was something important that contribute to aging or not. So our main goal was trained to clean those cells and see if they function better.
Okay, so theoretically, as we age, there's this accumulation of particles. I believe that these are in the form of organelles, is that correct?
You have both, yeah. You have organelles, but also proteins and lipids and other components inside the cell.
Right, and these are not flushed out or irrigated properly as we age, so they accumulate over time.
That's correct.
And this and your hypothesis for this study was that this was contributing to the aging of the organ, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, so what exactly did you do to create the environment to formulate your study?
Yeah, so one of the first things that we've been investigating during almost the last 15 years is the nature and characteristics of these cleaning systems inside the cell. So during all these years, many groups, including ours, have been trained to analyze how this happened and then why they don't clean up, why they don't remove all these damaged components with age. So a couple of years ago, we identified that there was a missing component, something that as you get old, in this cleaning machinery decrease, and then basically we just designed the study to put back this protein that is missing in the cleaning system and make it function better.
Now, what was this protein that was missing in the cleaning system?
So this protein is called LAMP2, and basically it's just a protein that is in the surface of the lysosome. So lysosomes are basically like recycling containers inside your cells, and they have this little protein, this LAMP2, that it acts as a sensor or as an antenna. So basically it can identify what is good and what is bad in the cell. So it take up the bad things and destroy them inside the lysosomes, and then it can reutilize the different pieces. So we found that this LAMP2, this receptor or sensing protein, decreases as you get old. And that happens in rodents, in mouse. It happens also in humans. We have done extensive studies on that. And it happens in all the cells of your organism. So we just wanted to put back or maintain the levels of this antenna or receptor protein in lysosomes and see that it preserves the function of this cleaning system.
I think what's really interesting is that the body is a microcosm of the Earth. We're facing the same problems with the Earth that we face with the body. When we don't dispose of our waste properly, it accumulates and it causes problems. And the same thing is happening inside of our body.
That's really a very accurate analogy. That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Now let's talk a little bit about lysosomes. Lysosomes, you explained to me in our earlier conversation, are basically enzymes, correct?
Yeah, so there are organelles, so they are inside the cell, and there are like little bags that are full of enzymes. So these enzymes are able to chop or to destroy anything that is not in good condition. So it's basically, if you think in one of these garbage trucks, what they have inside, they have these, I don't know, like pails or whatever have to break down any garbage, so they have the same. But in this case, there are the enzymes, and they are limited by a membrane, so they are completely separate from the rest of things inside the cell.
Now, a brief little bit of research on my part. I learned that also that these organelles and lysosomes also engulf viruses and bacteria that could be harmful to the body as well.
That's correct. So the function of these lysosomes, it goes both folds. It cleans the things from inside just to maintain them young and functional, but it also protects or is a mechanism of defense against things that came from the outside. So as you point out, virus, bacteria, toxins, any kind of components or aggressors that came from the outside, the first attempt of the cells is to take them in and deliver it to lysosomes where they will get destroyed. And so that's why, you know, if the activity of these systems, of this cleaning mechanism decreases with age, that could also explain a little the increased susceptibility to our elders for infectious diseases and some of these other pathogens.
Now, when you reestablish this protein, you said it's called Lambda-2?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Correct.
When you reestablish this protein, did the lysosome process occur more rapidly again and reestablish itself properly?
Yeah, so this was kind of one of the challenge, because we had to wait really 2 years till the animals reached the old age to know if our intervention was correct. But and this was a poor graduate student working on this, but it was really exciting that when we can isolate these lysosomes from the liver and study them at very detail, and they were basically, if you put in a tube, lysosomes from a 6-month animal that will be a young one, and from our 22, 26, they were completely impossible to differentiate. So they were still working at full speed, able to take out all kind of garbage that we were throwing, and the system was basically functional again.
Now, does the body manufacture this Lambda-2 protein on its own through like a breakdown in amino acids?
So the Lambda-2 is synthesized by the body like any other protein. You know, it's a protein that forms part of the membrane of this lysosome. So the same way that you synthesize the protein that you need to create a mitochondria or any other organelle, you also synthesize this Lambda-2. So this is something that we all have, this gene, and this gene, the one that produces this protein, is present in all the cells in the organism.
And one of the things that you and I discussed previously also is that as we age, the cascade of enzymes that naturally occur in our body seems to start to slow down, and that a lot of these reactions that we depend on, these buildings of proteins, conversions of certain amino acids into peptides, these all require enzymatic catalysts. And
yeah.
So as these enzymes start to dwindle, or for whatever reason aren't as active as when we're young, we seem to lose the ability to build these proteins, it seems like.
Yeah, that's correct. And in the case of Lambda-2, I mean, sometimes the enzymes are not produced, or sometimes they are produced, but they don't function so well. So in the case of Lambda-2, for example, the protein itself is produced, but the problem is that it's not functional. It becomes very unstable, so it doesn't last as long as it used to last in your cells. So instead of 3 days, that is the normal life of this protein, it becomes only like 12 hours. So basically your organism becomes defective of this particular protein.
Now, what role does pH have in this process? Because I know that pH plays a role in the enzymatic cascade.
Yeah, so that's actually a very, very interesting question, because the lysosomes are the only organelle in your whole body, basically in all your cells, that have a very acidic pH. And I'm talking here, for example, the pH of your body, the normal skin is about like neutral pH, like 7.5, and we are talking here about a pH of 5 or 4. It's very, very acidic. But the acidity is important for these enzymes to be functional. So the enzymes that are in the lysosomes can only work on a very acidic pH, and this is kind of a protection mechanism, because if the lysosomes will break down, imagine all these enzymes will be free inside your cell, and they can destroy everything. So the way to contain that is that, you know, if that happens, if your lysosome for any reason breaks down, the enzymes will not be active because they don't have the right pH. So it's kind of a safety mechanism for the cells.
So basically, if you have a pH slightly tipped towards acidity, then you are more likely to have a greater degree of these lysosomes produced?
But the acidity will only happen in your lysosomes. So any the rest of your cells should still be preserved neutral. So there are different ways, for example, to increase the acidification. So if you think, for example, vitamin C, that's an ascorbic acid, that's an acid. So if you put it, for example, to cells, their lysosomes will become more acidic work better.
I see. Dr. Cuervo, we're going to go into a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to learn how you upregulated the production of lambda protein in these test subjects. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back after this brief commercial break. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At-Large Nutrition combines 4 proven ergogenic ingredients. Creapure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increased lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a haloidrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio. Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Ana Maria Cuervo, and she is with the Albert Einstein School of Medicine in the Bronx, one of my favorite places. And we're talking today about the recent study that she authored that shows you can stop the aging process in its tracks when you start to take out the garbage in your body. So anyway, okay, so how did you actually increase the production of LAM2 protein in the test subjects?
Yeah, so what we found is that, as I mentioned before, the LAM2 is normally produced even when you are old, but it becomes very unstable, so basically less in the lysosomes. So what we did is we did genetic manipulation. We introduced in these animals an extra copy of the gene that encodes for this protein, and then basically we activated it only when it was necessary. So, for example, when these animals were young, they were using their own gene production and their own protein, but as they reach middle age, that is when we know that their own LAM2 start going down, then we activate this exogenous added gene. So they were able to maintain the same levels that when they were young.
How did you activate it?
In this case, it's a very smart system. This is not something that we develop, but it's used a lot in gene therapy and gene engineering, because basically you put... it has a region that is activated by an antibiotic. So in this case, it was tetracycline. That is something that probably you have taken for ear infections and
sure,
things of
sure.
this nature. So basically when you, I mean, normally the presence of the tetracycline, the expression is repressed. So when you take the animals out of this treatment, then they start expressing. So it's a very nice regulated system that is commonly used in research.
Now, we hear a lot about gene therapy as we look to some of the medical breakthroughs. With your recent research, and I'm sure there's more work to be done here because this is a single study, correct? And it should be
That's
taken
correct,
as such.
Yeah.
Okay. So it has to be reproduced a couple different times with a couple different elements in order for us to say, okay, we're really on to something here. But assuming that everything plays through,
yeah.
Would gene therapy be something that would be added to the anti-aging regimen in the future?
So this is something that, I mean, we did as type of a proof of principle. We wanted to know if the removal of the garbage was beneficial and this was contributing, like this accumulation of garbage contribute to aging. And so then we did it experimentally in the cleanest way, that is by adding the gene. But I really, in the long run, I don't think gene therapy in the aging population is something that you want to consider, because basically you will have to give gene therapy to the whole population when they reach like around 50.
Right.
And you know, it's not something that is feasible or not something that we really want to do. But as a result of the studies, since the studies support that it's worthy to keep investigating how to remove this garbage, we have now engaged in two different avenues. In one way, we are looking for compounds, drugs, I mean, medicines that can mimic what we do. So basically, right now, what we want to find is things that will stabilize this LAM2A. So if we can make the LAM2 to last longer in lysosomes, this should be something that you can add, I mean, to the animals, or you can give to people a pill, a cleansing pill once a month, and basically you will have your lysosomal system up and functioning. And then in the very long run, what I really would like to go is to nutritional intervention, changes in diet, because we have very good evidence. We have a second paper coming soon, I hope, that shows that you can really manipulate the diet, and this is going to have a consequence in the activity of your lysosomal system. So, as I say, in the long run, I would rather give some kind of guidelines of how people have to change their diet as they reach middle age rather than going to gene therapy.
Yeah. When do you think that paper is going to be published?
That depends on the reviewers. But so far, we are going to submit it in about like 2 or 3 weeks. So the normal time, you need about 6 months till the whole thing is revised.
Yeah.
And you do new experiments and you address all the concerns. And it's a very a rigorous process because they don't want to be anything published that is not correct. But I hope that by Christmas we might have some data.
Oh, that would be an exciting Christmas present for the world.
I know. I hope so.
You know, I'll give you an idea. I mean, obviously, I'm not as well educated as you and your colleagues, but there's a lot of evidence that hyperthermia increases enzymatic production and cascades. And it would be interesting to find out if raising body temperature even a degree increases the production of the enzymes required for the cleaning process.
Yeah, so well, first, one comment is that we don't need to be educated. I think we learn more through observation and through comments of the nature that you made at this point, just because people have terrific observation skills. And what you point out is actually something extremely interesting, because we know so far we've been doing, just in vitro, like with isolated lysosomes, we've been doing temperature studies just to know what is the optimal temperature for these lysosomes to catch up the garbage. And the transport across the membrane is really temperature dependent. So I have never considered before this idea of hyperthermia, but it's something that probably we should start looking at, because we know that the transport inside the lysosomes is going to improve, definitely.
Yeah, I actually have communicated with a physician who now who practices in Cologne, Germany, and he has mm-hmm. been curing certain types of cancers with hyperthermia therapy, and he and I have gone back and forth through email dialogues. His name is Dr. Robert Gorder, mm-hmm. and he has established that when you raise the body temperature a degree or two, the enzymatic cascades that occur, which is probably part of the body's mechanism. You know, when you get sick and you're fighting a fever, your body raises the temperature, and all of a sudden magic happens that helps you get better.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be interesting to find out. We know that heat shock proteins are produced in extreme heat. So there's a protein that's produced in extreme heat.
And those are going to help you to handle damaged proteins and things
sure,
like that.
Sure, sure. So,
yeah.
Well, there you go. I after this interview, I think I'm going to go sit in the sauna for another 30 minutes.
Well, but don't overdo it, okay?
Okay. Well, you know, but this is very exciting, because what you have basically done is you've stopped the aging process in the liver of these test rats, correct?
Yeah.
And so they were mice, I'm sorry. And so we have to assume that this will transfer across to other organs, and as well as to the whole body itself over time. I'm sure that the rest of your research is going to prevail. I'm very, very excited about the work that you're doing. Will you come back on the show when you publish your next study?
Oh, definitely. Count on me.
Okay, I want that. Okay, so listen, I want to thank you very, very much for being on the show today.
Oh, no, on the contrary, it's my pleasure.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Carl.
Stay on. I'm very confident that Dr. Cuervo's group is fast on the track of the answers to the aging process. This is going to mean a lot to those of us who want to remain vital as we age, and youthful and engaged in life. I know I do. So I'm going to be watching for her next study around Christmas, and I'm anxious to hear what it produces. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
She's simply awesome. She touched by me.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anadrolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
DJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is. But we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best price and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I just blasted out a couple sets with my power block dumbbells. I got this new move where I start out with the two-handed curl, and once I get the dumbbells up to my shoulders, I turn it into one of those Arnold shoulder presses where I just swing my hands up and out and press them over my head. What a great movement it is. Gets my biceps, my triceps, my shoulders, my upper chest, my traps. Wonderful. Anyway, well, I just want to remind you once again, the American Way drawing is still going on. You can win $1,000 worth of protein powder. Take it any way you want. 10-pound tub a month, 10-pound tub every other month. If you don't consume that much and you want to slow it down, you can do that. Just go to superhumanradio.com and enter. Tell your friends about it. And don't forget, now that we're producing a show 5 days a week, get on the Superhuman Radio email newsletter, and we'll let you know what shows are coming up so you can plan to listen to them. Just go to the website, superhumanradio.com, and look for the little box to sign up to our mailing list. And again, you know, we never trade names, sell names. No one knows your email address. You join us, you stay with us, and that's it. And we will have another great episode of Superhuman Radio for you tomorrow. We've got a couple exciting shows this week that you won't want to miss. And I really don't have anything else to say right now, so let's go ahead and just roll the music, please. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.